Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Tell me something good.
Tell me something good about Connecticut.
Connecticut schools have been in the spotlight recently, and for good reason. As many cities and towns through Connecticut are heading back to school, the state's K-12 schools received top marks in an annual report published by Education Week Research Center. Connecticut schools were ranked the third best in the nation. To determine the rankings, the researchers analyzed several factors by state, including students' prospects for success, the spending on schools, and outcomes such as test scores and graduation rates. When it comes to higher education, UConn is making headlines for its innovation in manufacturing and healthcare. The university was recently awarded an $8 million contract from the U.S. Air Force to study aerospace manufacturing, a key business sector in Connecticut. A team of faculty, graduate students, and postdoctoral students will review existing manufacturing processes and recommend ways to improve the development and production of aerospace components. Also at UConn, researchers from UConn Health and Carogen, a biopharmaceutical company that's part of the school's technology incubation program, announced that they've been developing a promising treatment of colorectal cancer. Initial data has found that their approach is effective at regressing solid tumors and preventing their growth. It's just a few more reasons to be proud of our state. Hey, did you get a chance to celebrate National Beer Lovers Day yesterday? If not, no worries, because Connecticut has over 100 breweries you can visit all year round, many of which feature tap rooms with indoor and outdoor seating. Here's a couple breweries that you can consider for your next outing. There's Taylor Brook Farm Brewery in Woodstock, which features a variety of brews made on-site and ample outdoor seating spaced out across its property. The brewery is also directly adjacent to the farm's winery, making it easy for visitors to enjoy both. Or you can try Connecticut Valley Brewing Company in South Windsor, which hosts different food trucks. They are going to have a coffee shop that sells coffee, smoothies, specialty drinks, and snacks. Then, of course, one of my favorites, Stony Creek Brewery in Brantford, located on the scenic Brantford River. It's open for indoor and outdoor seating. It serves cold beers, spiked seltzers, frosé, yeah, frozen rosé, hello, and pizza. Or you can check out the beer garden at Shipman Landing in Stamford, an outdoor oasis located right by the water that features a rotating craft beer selection with contactless ordering, food trucks, lawn games, and live music. Now, as a reminder, make sure you check out each business's website for new safety guidelines and hours before you venture out. And stay tuned for more updates next week as we tell you more good things about Connecticut.